So what were we talking about? Project Serpo?
Project Serpo.
So go ahead.
I'm trying to find something on the Eben so we can give like a description what they're about.
Yeah, so Project Serpo, Ebens stands for like some extraterrestrial biological entity, I think. And I think they're kind of like a gray, but they're just like a amoral gray species.
Well, I've kind of read a lot about the grays, and they're kind of more of like they're AI almost.
Yeah, they're like a programmable
reptilian
puppet type deal. Shit. Yeah,
but the Ebens are their own thing.
I think we got into that last week because that's when I started talking about the celebrity cloning thing and how they're essentially doing that.
That little shit.
we had to change studios today, so work with us,
people. Yeah, we're at Austin's crib today.
Yep.
Welcome to the show, P3. We're talking about aliens today, yo.
Yes, sir. Purple pill.
Yeah, we really don't have a whole lot of notes or anything. We're just going to be bullshitting. This is the last episode of our initial drop. So you'll be hearing all 4 or 5 episodes if you include the trailer. Which, if the trailer doesn't make any sense, that's because it's just a bunch of clips that are seamlessly pasted together thanks to Gabriel.
No, it does. It's
all over the place, though.
Yeah.
Anyways, were you able to find anything on Edge of Wonder?
No, sorry, I was listening to that. We will have we'll be dropping 3 episodes out here soon, so we'll definitely post on our social media site when those come out. So
thank you to everybody who subscribed so far and everybody who's downloaded so far.
Yeah,
just a reminder, if you haven't, you can download on Spotify. It should be up on iTunes here within the next couple weeks.
Hopefully iTunes takes a lot longer than Spotify and all the other media platforms. I do not know why.
As of right now, you can find us on Buzzsprout, Spotify, Facebook, Instagram, right? Gabriel's got an Instagram profile up.
I just haven't messed with it as much. It's pretty much done. I'll start putting it out there here soon.
And other than that, man, just hopefully we can keep you guys busy while you're at work or driving or, you know.
Yeah, we're thinking about having them come out pretty much on Mondays, releasing episodes, but everything's in the works right now, you know, working through the growing pains of everything, so.
Well, just a reminder, the episode A Taste of Purple or A Touch of Purple is just a trailer. It's not one of our actual episodes. So just keep that in mind. Anyways, like we were talking about today, we're just going to be bullshitting about aliens. I'm a slut for aliens, yo. And while we were getting warmed up and getting all fluffed up here, we were talking about Project Serpo, which in a nutshell is a black government project, obviously dealing with aliens, the alien race, the Ebens, which, if my memory serves me correctly, they're kind of like a gray alien, but not. They're not the draconian grays, the evil grays that you always hear about.
Yeah.
Doing all the butt stuff and whatnot. But so some of our scientists went back to their home planet Serpo with them, and some of them stayed here. So it was a trade-off for us to teach them about our people and for them to teach us about, you know, technology and sciences and shit like that. And vice versa for them, our scientists on Serpo. I don't remember exactly where this fucking planet is. I think it's in the next solar system over from us. It's real close to us somewhere. But now there are government documents talking about all this. This is a legit thing.
Yeah. There's a thing called Project Blue Book that has every alien race in it, and now you can't find it anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. The lizards are fucking scrubbing the internet of all that shit, bro.
I used to have the PDF on my phone, and it's fucking gone.
No. Project Serpo also talks about all kinds of fucking alien races.
Didn't they say that didn't they say that they had learned that Serpo was a planet similar to our own?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was seeing that right now. It said it orbited around a binary star system and had an atmosphere similar in composition to the one on Earth.
So binary star system means it's just revolving around two suns, like the planet in Pitch Black. You remember that?
No. Two suns?
Yeah, it's a binary star. That means there's two suns.
Oh.
But
learn something every day.
Yeah, right? But just like the planet in Pitch Black. You've seen Pitch Black, right?
No, I haven't.
You haven't seen Pitch Black?
No. What's it about? I haven't seen a lot of the shit you
when
watch.
Vin Diesel was the dopest motherfucker on the planet. This Hell was like yeah. the oh, movie that really...
What was that movie that he was in? Riddick? Or
Riddick. Riddick, Riddick is a sequel to Pitch Black.
Yeah.
Man, this is dope. I kind of want to watch Pitch Black now.
Well, when I was younger, I think I have seen it. I wanted to get those knives that he had.
Oh, yeah?
But I couldn't find
those. Like dinosaur tooth?
Yeah, those things were fucking so cool.
But they talk... one of the species... is the Blue Avians, which there's a show. The guy who plays the pirate guy in Average Joe's, he's the main character, but he plays one of these things.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I never thought that guy went anywhere.
The Pirate Bob or whatever the fuck his name is. The pirate
from Dodgeball?
Yeah, dude, he's in all kinds of movies.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I just figured it was one of those roles where...
But
he took and that was about it. Hey, dude, you see me in Dodgeball? I was that pirate guy.
I was a pirate guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, there's a show and he plays one of these things. It's a blue bird. It's a bird race, which is fucking crazy. But then, like Austin said, Blue Book talks about all these different alien races that our government has had contact with and that they know about. Which there's a feline race, there's a blue avians. I think they're called the Lyrians, the feline race. And they come from the Lyra star cluster and shit.
Apparently they beef with the
reptilians,
reptilians hard.
Yeah. Like kill on sight orders. Mm-hmm. Supposedly.
Allegedly.
They also have a mantid race, an ant race, which the ant race I think is just another name for the greys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Credo Motua, you guys know who Credo Motua is?
No.
David Icke did an interview with him in like the 90s. And Credo Motua is the last living Zulu shaman.
Oh, okay.
The official storyteller of the Zulu nation. Mm-hmm. And dude, it's like it's a two-part interview. And both of them are like 6.5 hours long, all together. So it's a 6.5 hour long video. But, dude, this shit's fucking crazy. And he was talking about they are called the Chitahuri.
Yeah.
And they're a reptilian
cyborg.
So, when he's talking about the Chitahuri, he's meaning the greys and the reptilians because the greys are subordinates to mm-hmm. the reptilians, but they were also made from their genetics, too.
Yeah.
So, he calls them something else, too. It starts with a P. But,
I remember looking into that too.
Dude, he tells some all kinds of crazy fucking stories, and you're like, dude, I don't even know what's real anymore. Listen to this motherfucker.
Yep. And his stories have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Passed down
from generation to generation. That necklace, right? It's like a giant amulet with their history. It's a copy because the original one was stolen a long time ago. Like hundreds of years ago, yeah. I think.
And I just want you to think his shit is crazy.
Yeah.
Because he's from this tribe, but they've seen some shit.
Yeah.
Was his name Arket Alochua?
No, Credo.
I know, dude. I looked up this Credo, whatever the fuck you just said.
Credo Mutwa.
Okay. I was way off. I was, because nothing came up.
But yeah.
Is it a black dude from Zulu Sangoma?
Yep.
Okay. Just making sure.
He's old. He may have passed away by now. I'm not sure.
Vuza Mazulu Credo Mutwa.
Zulu.
He was known as an author of books that draw upon African mythology, traditional Zulu folklore, extraterrestrial encounters, and his own personal encounters.
Yeah, he was abducted. He tells a story. He was abducted and basically they had sex with him, right? So they're like, yeah. And the reason why they were able to do that all the time. Well, I mean, if you listen to alien abductees.
Why are they having sex with him?
Because I think it's a, I think it's this weird thing where it's less harmful than extracting it via technology. Because the way he was describing
extracting
it,
what?
Like your semen, you know? Like if
so, they're
if,
jerking. If they're, doing, they're jerking guys off in the spaceship.
Well, according to Credo, he was fucking this thing. He was strapped down to a metal table, and it was like riding him. Is what he explained.
And this is the same dude we were just talking about.
This is the same fucking dude. But now he talks about how their skin that we think like the gray isn't their skin, which this coincides with a lot of other people's what a lot of other people say. A lot of insiders like Emery Smith and. All sorts of people, right? Anyways, when he was describing it, he was describing it without this special outer layer that they wear. It's like their clothing. And it was fucking weird. It was super weird. But anyways, he said they could get away with it because their genetics are compatible with ours. And that's when he was like, they could do that because... they are us, like we're the same. We share a lot of the same genetics, so that's why they could
do what get away with what reproduce with us,
organically.
Oh, okay.
You know, like we can fuck each other and get each other pregnant.
Damn. So how many of those half breeds you think we got running around?
I think there's a lot. Well, we're all kind of according to. You know, people in the alien community and, you know, insiders, channelers, you know, people from all walks of this kind of shit, say that we're not even, there's no purebred race in the universe. Yeah. We've all been tampered with in one way or another. And to what extent it just varies per race. But, and people are like, man, that's fucking crazy. It's like, dude, they have, theoretical physics and shit has, what is it? It's, they have an equation that, that chair's going to break.
Yeah, sorry. You might hear some chairs creaking and stuff like that. Apologize in advance.
Anyways, we have an equation. It's the Drake equation.
Not to talk shit on your chairs, Austin.
That's all good. You can just get the fuck out of here.
But I'm pretty sure it's a Drake equation where it's that basically guesses the equation based off of everything guesses
what we have in
how many intelligent species there could be in the universe. Right.
Yeah.
And based on how many stars and all this other shit, there's like trillions of stars.
Yeah.
So maybe if it's, you know, if there's 100 trillion stars, and there's one intelligent life form per billion stars.
They do the quick maths.
Right. It's just a quick guesstimate on, I don't know if it's a Drake equation. There's another one. I can't remember. But yeah. And then you got the fucking draconians, bro.
And they're trying to fuck us.
These are the assholes of the universe.
The draconians?
Yeah. The reptilians. Head honcho evil motherfuckers.
You talk about all the time.
Yeah, dude. The Alpha Draconians from...
So you really think that there's reptilians running the show?
Yeah.
And what makes you feel like that?
Well, there's a lot of things. I've seen a lot of fucking videos, and I've heard a lot of people talk, both inside the government, outside the government, hearing channelers... listening to eyewitness testimony, people who've been abducted. I've had my own experience with UFOs. A lot of people have seen UFOs. So it's not like that's even crazy to say anymore because so many people have seen UFOs.
And what was your experience?
It was actually with Caleb. I wish he was here so we could both tell you the story, but...
Caleb, we miss you, dog.
Yeah.
Should've came.
Shout out. I actually didn't get to meet you. I called the fucker, and of course it was last minute, so he couldn't. But yeah, wish you were here, dog. David's not here. Wish you were here, dog. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and tell our story, if that's okay with you, Caleb. Nothing you can do about it, though. Fuck off. Even if you want to. You're not even going to know until next week, fucker.
He just breaks through the window. Yeah. It's like, bullshit.
Swings in right behind you. You're
telling my story, motherfucker.
You're not going to tell him we were fucked by aliens.
It's out in the middle of nowhere. We're on some farm road out south of where we live. And we were just cruising. Like, we were smoking a blunt. We were getting high, listening to music. It was quiet. We were on this country farm road, half hour from civilization.
I feel like this is how all alien abduction stories go.
Well, yeah, we can talk about that later because...
Some country road.
There's discrepancies in time that really make me wonder.
Because you had a discrepancy in time, didn't you?
Well, it's not like there was a discrepancy in time. It was just, I was staring at it.
For so long, but didn't know.
Let me go ahead and tell a story real quick, and then we'll get into what may and may not have occurred. So we're just cruising, smoking a blunt, and we're in my Mustang, so we're just idling, going down this gravel road. So we're only maybe doing 20, 25 miles an hour. And I used to live out here, so I knew the area really well. Anyways, this bright-ass blue light appeared maybe a half mile off to our right, to the north, in the top of the tree line. Like, bright-ass blue. You know, like a HID headlight,
yeah,
or an LED headlight. It's so white, it kind of looks blue. You good?
Yeah.
Well, we noticed it because we're in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Mm.
There's only maybe one street light in front of the house that was behind us. Like a quarter mile down the road. Anyways, one of
those yellow lights.
It comes floating over. I don't even know how far up in the air it was or anything like that. It comes floating over the car. So it's just lit up. And me and Kayla both are leaning forward, looking up, trying to see it. But it's just light. It's just white light. And then it was in that kind of the way. And that was it. The next thing I know is it just swooped off. It just shot off, made a swoop in motion, and it was gone up in the air. I seen it disappear into the black of the night. Well, it swoops off. I stop. And me and Caleb just look at each other like, I said it. I was like, did you just see that? And he's like, yeah. And we just sat there in just awe. Like, what the fuck just happened? And... The crazy thing was we were rolling that whole time. And we're on a country road. There's ditches on both sides of us. We're in the middle of fucking nowhere. Well, we were both staring at the light. And we were still perfectly in the middle of the road. I'm driving an old beat up Mustang. So, you know, that's where we can speculate. What's that? Oh, God. Oh, God.
They're coming after
us. Oh, God.
They're coming after us. We're telling the story.
Oh, God. What is that? My butthole's hurting thinking about it.
I was looking for it.
Shut it up.
I was like, damn, where the hell is that?
They're like, Justin, no, you're not going to tell that fucking story.
I told you. But now,
sorry, guys. And gals.
Now, the discrepancies in time is a pretty common thing with alien abductees.
And thems and theys.
And thems and... Zers and Zs. But like the X-Files, for example, a lot of the X-Files episodes were based off of actual recorded events, which is crazy.
Like, it was some like CIA agents, like cases that he worked on.
Where their watches stopped and they were gone for hours and they thought they were only gone for, you know, just a few minutes. But it's not like it's extremely possible that we were just coasting, looking at the sky for an unknown amount of time. It's possible. But at the same time, there's this weird, like my memory is just... I don't remember doing, unless I was just staring at it and that's all I was doing, then that's one thing, but it doesn't feel like that. And I don't have any recollection of anything else other than just a white light.
So you think they wiped your memory?
That's possible too, because a lot of people, whenever they go in for like sleep hypnosis, like hypnosis therapy and shit, a lot of the alien abductees come up with shit. Sorry, I'm distracted. Gabe's fucking with the mics here.
I keep hearing a buzzing sound. Any of you audio engineers out there want to give me some tips? I'd appreciate it. Email me.
He's got an Eben chip in his brain.
Email in the description.
But you're back to hypnosis.
Well, yeah. Like when people go in for hypnosis therapy and they start telling all these alien abductee stories, like people who...
they bring back those memories.
Right.
Yeah. And they start...
Yeah. And then they dive into a whole... It goes into a whole new world because they start explaining shit that... Super creepy.
I heard... I can't remember this chick's name. God damn it. I just keep bumping shit, but... There was this chick who was doing that, like hypnosis therapy, and... This guy supposedly discovered that he had this lady had like 6 children for these whichever alien race it was.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've heard of that before.
Yeah, and I just thought it was fucking crazy. I don't know how much of his shit is bullshit, but
well, see, that's the thing is, yeah. You know,
it's hard to get the real information.
It's easy to dismiss it and to call it crazy. But until you have an experience that you can't explain, you realize just calling somebody crazy isn't right.
Yeah.
Because you're like, okay, a lot of you are going to think my story I just told was crazy. But that's really nothing. If you really think about alien abductee stories, and especially the ones that they have evidence. Maybe not necessarily for everything. It's not like you can have a GoPro strapped to your head for an abduction, which would be dope. Red Bull would be on it.
Travis Pastrana, where you at?
Fuck bro? Yeah, bro. Drift right into that alien booty hole. but yeah, it's just something. And ever since then, that is what I had brought up last week that, you know, me and Caleb have had a lot of crazy... We've grown a lot together. He's been my best friend since, you know, we were like 12 or 13 years old. So there's been huge spans of our life where all day, every day, we're just together.
And so how for often us have to you have, seen some... Besides this one interaction with the blue light.
Right. That was the most profound and obvious one.
But you guys have had more different...
Separately.
Oh, separately.
We've had spiritual kind of awakenings and realizations together, almost like a psychedelic experience. But
that's why I was gonna wonder.
We hadn't taken anything. We were sober.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a co-meditation and kind of like a ritual-esque. It wasn't really a ritual, but it was just more of like a co-meditation.
Do you think there was a purpose for the light?
Totally, because it set me on a path that I'm on now.
Like a rabbit hole.
Right. I'd be somebody completely different if I hadn't have had that experience.
You'd probably still be in that. You could still be in that Mustang.
Yeah, dude. It completely changed the way I looked at the world. Because before, you know, you like watching Ancient Aliens, it was always like interesting.
Yeah,
but for sure. This shit is... I've never seen anything. I don't think I know anybody who's seen anything.
Wild,
you know,
shit.
I've had some people that would say shit like they've seen Bigfoot or a UFO, and you would be like, "Oh, yeah, you saw a Bigfoot. Yeah, you fucking crazy fuck." Well,
apparently, but then you can teleport. So I don't know.
Apparently, they're interdimensional beings.
Yeah,
but you know, it just completely changed the way I thought about shit because I had my own experience, like you said.
Like you know how you were saying, we were making a joke saying that, you know, we don't know who to believe on, you know, who's been abducted, who hasn't. And I was listening to Neil deGrasse Tyson again to bring him up. I know we brought fucking him up last asshole. Week. Well, I mean, I get what he's saying. I try to be devil's advocate here, you know.
Billions and trillions. Hair follicles.
And he did bring up a good point. It's 2021. Everyone has a phone in their pocket. Why is there not more footage? Why is there not clear footage? Why is there not...
Hey, Neil, just because you're not watching those videos doesn't mean they're not out there, bro.
I mean, I've seen some of them and they're pretty fucking bad.
I agree.
Like,
They're always grainy. They're always blurry. You can barely tell. I mean, that last one that the Pentagon released was actually pretty decent.
How do we not
know? I don't know how far that was.
That these ETs are, I've heard them called ITs, interdimensional.
Oh, they changed the name up.
Well, we're dealing with.
But how do we not know they're not fucking the frequency up of everything around them?
I think it's all the above.
That is true.
Now, yeah. That's
type of technology
point.
That.
Like a cloaking.
Yeah. Or not a cloak. Well, like a disruption. It disrupts right. technology or your phones.
Especially if you consider cameras. Some of these people say that it's. The ships are within a magnetic field. So if that magnetic field disrupts light, you're not going to get a clear 4K. Yeah, fuck your iPhone. With your it's iPhone. Still not going to pick it up.
Yeah.
Because it's like trying to shoot through water, maybe. A film through water. So, again, there's been shit that have been seen and recorded on massive scales like the Phoenix Lights. Which was a series of lights across the Phoenix sky. And the whole city of Phoenix saw it and surrounding areas. So how are you going to say, now they can be like, oh, well, it was a weather balloon or it was swamp gas or, you know, what the fuck ever they say, bro.
These guys come up with the most ridiculous
shit. Dude, it's dumb as fuck. Yeah. It's just like with Roswell.
As ridiculous as some of the dumb stories people make up. They're
right.
Both
and
both
you can
sides.
Definitely yeah. tell. You can definitely tell when shit's made up, right? But then again, you can also, your gut will tell you when you think something's genuine. Is your gut wrong sometimes?
I always put it up for the possibility of being some other country's military
propaganda.
No, just their advanced technology. I mean, we discussed back in World War II with Hitler having
the Nazi bell and shit like
that. Yeah. So
now I think it's all the above.
Could that be just 2021 and it's more advanced?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. All the above.
Because they're UFOs. UFO doesn't necessarily mean it's alien.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think it's all of the above. We just keep lumping all of this, all these different things into this one group. That's why it doesn't make sense a lot of the times. Because it's not under the proper context.
Yeah.
So and people don't think about that. They just go, oh, it was a Russian plane.
Well, I mean, they can say that all they want. Gay. And I know that the government did a great job of releasing information when it comes to UFOs at a great fucking time during a fucking pandemic.
When nobody gives a fuck about
UFOs. Last year they released a 5,000 page document, you know, and in that 5,000 pages, by the way, there are UFOs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this week they actually just came out with, they were supposed to come out on Tuesday. I don't know when June 4th. So, yeah. So, what was it? What was June 4th? Friday? Something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
They just released a report on it. It says, government, this is on USA Today, government UFO reports find no evidence flying objects are alien, but does not rule possibility out, report says. What kind of fucking bullshit headline is that? They don't find any evidence.
The reptilians are getting sloppy.
But he does not rule out the possibility. Okay, I get it. You don't find any evidence. You can't say it's extraterrestrial.
That's cool. A half-truth right there, boy.
Exactly.
That's what we've mentioned it literally on. We're going to be mentioning it on every episode.
That's
because
the rule.
I want to beat it into y'all's heads.
It's the rule.
That's how they deceive you.
I want to know why they have, and this may sound.
Say it.
We have satellites that can see the warning label on a fucking cigarette wrapper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How are we not fucking figuring out what the fuck's floating out there in the ocean? How? I mean,
what's floating in the ocean? What do you mean?
Well, you know, a lot of these occurrences are happening over water.
Now, we could.
Well, I mean,
the government.
Yeah.
And big tech companies. At the top of government and big tech, in Hollywood, the pharmaceutical industry, all that shit, it's all the same fucking people. They're all in the same clubs, golf clubs. They're all buddies. It's the same shit. It's the reason why there's so many pictures of the Clintons and Trump and the Bushes and Obama. They're all fucking hanging out, playing golf, probably fucking each other's wives like John Dee and Edward Kelly.
Or fucking
same
each
shit.
Other.
It's the same shit. Or they're fucking each other. Yeah. Eyes Wide Shut.
Or probably little kids,
see,
too. Somewhere.
I don't see any problems with that.
Yo, Eyes Wide Shut is on HBO Max, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm watching it
tonight.
Do
what you do, dog.
But Yeah. So just because it could be happening, people think that just because they haven't heard about it automatically means that it's not happening. Well, there's a lot of things going on in the world that you don't know about. Do you know what your neighbor's doing right now? He could be in skinning a fucking cat and you'd never fucking know. Imagine being the guy who lived next to Ed Gein and not know it. Know what the fuck's going on the other side of that tree line.
He walks by and you just look at his belt and it's like, made of nipples.
Did his face look a little different today?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not his face? That was okay, one that's weird
fucking dude.
Yeah, right. How many people live next to a complete psychopath and don't know it until it's too late?
Let's just not even think about that.
Yeah.
Some scary shit right there.
Dude, I wonder what's in your old pond. Gabe.
Yeah, this actually kind of looks like a neighborhood that there might be one, you know?
Yeah, the one classic, just moved in.
That classic district. Disturbia fucking... fucking Shia LaBeouf. Bro. Yeah, that's the type of neighborhood. That movie was pretty good. Yeah, that
movie was pretty good, dog. Your neighbor's a landscaper, too.
Let us know if you want to come on, dog.
Hey, he's got a wood splitter. How many skulls do you think he split?
Who
are you talking about, that guy back there?
Yeah, the guy you were talking shit on. He heard you talking shit about. Yeah.
Oh, about his truck being in the middle of the alleyway?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, get that.
He's going to cut. Hey, well, if you listen to this, dog.
He's going to be wearing you like a fucking
If you listen to his dog, I drive that Kia, so follow me home.
Well, it'll be like you never left.
Fucking asshole.
He'll just be wearing your suit, and I'll be like, what's up, Gabe? Anyways, so it's happening all over water, right? A lot of these occurrences?
Well, just what the government's releasing.
Some of them. A lot of the Navy, like that Commander Fravor, they were seeing that in the Air Force.
What do you think about Atlantis?
Ooh, that's a completely, turn.
You think?
I know what you're trying to say in a sense to where they're staying underwater. Is that what you're saying? They have bases underwater. Yeah. I've heard that. Yeah. I don't know if it's necessarily Atlantis.
I mean, I don't know if they're correlated, but do you guys think that the Atlanteans were
because they had advanced technology?
Or do you think they were human and had advanced technology?
No. That's out of my ballpark. I don't know.
It said, I can't remember what text it is.
This is a Caleb question because he almost went into Atlantis.
Yeah, he started a
couple episodes.
Well,
or an episode ago.
They say that Atlantis disappeared in one night amongst fire and flame, you know, smoke and fire, right?
Like a volcano or some shit.
Or like a rocket.
Ooh.
Type. So who knows? Maybe Atlantis wasn't a landmass at all. There are sunken, you know, underwater cities. Civilizations that have just been flooded since the ice age, the ice melts, blah, 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 blah. You know, regions change based on earthquakes and volcanoes and blah, blah, blah. So who knows how many. I just saw an article. Actually, I think I may have saved it. Archaeologists have found proof of humans in 1.8 million years old. They found it in like a piece of rock or some shit.
What do you think those dorks that think the earth is 4,000 years old have to say about that?
They're not even listening to the show.
I think it's 6. Yeah, they probably shut us off 5 minutes into the trailer.
Yeah.
Well, they probably don't even have Facebook.
Okay, I didn't save that one. But here's something else I did save.
Hey, man, when it comes to those fucking dorks, as long as they're fucking being good in society, go ahead and pray to your sky god. I'm all good with that, dog. As long as you're not out there fucking, you know, killing people and fucking stealing and shit. If that makes you be a good person, go for it.
So just while I have this brought up, the mystery of the Kailasa. I don't even know how to say it.
Don't look at me as if I'm going to know.
But this is a temple, bringing this back to CERN. It's a temple dedicated to Lord Shiva.
We've talked about Lord them a little bit. Lord
fucking Shiva.
Was built in 300 BC, about the same time the Kabbalion was written.
Or he?
He.
Is that bitch always in fucking shit all the time?
See? Well, he's the destroyer.
It's a girl, ain't it?
No, it's a dude.
Which one's the girl with the arms?
No, it's a guy. Just
for
like
all
a
you
bitch.
Getting upset about bitch, bitches can be men and women, so fuck yourself.
I call you bitches because I don't know your names individually.
Exactly.
anyways, this is the temple that has been dug out of the ground.
Okay.
200,000 tons of stone.
What website's that?
This is... Curiosmos.
Curiosmos.
I don't know how
credible.
What is credible?
Exactly, bro.
What is, you're going to sit there and tell me that New York Times is credible?
Well, it's like, are they making up the fact that there's a
It's the same thing that I laugh about when
out of a stone cliff face.
When people give me shit about YouTube and all, you know, some of the websites I look at. Oh, God. I bet you learned that on YouTube. Yeah. Well, bitch, what the fuck is credible? You're going to tell me CNN's fucking credible? Yeah, right. You're going to tell me Fox News is fucking credible? Go fuck yourself.
So, built in 300 BC, 3 million cubic feet of stone weighing more than 200,000 tons were removed to build it. That's fucking crazy. That's 5 tons a day for 15 years. Or some shit like that.
Ain't no way they were doing that with pulleys like and, you think in Egypt.
It's connected to a cave system, which only 34 out of the 100 caves are currently open to the public. So you can go here. It's in India. But now, the Mahabharata and the Ramayana, they talk about Vimanas, which are the Indian flying saucers. So Indian culture and religion has been talking about aliens. Lord Shiva, the elephant dude, all their gods come here on magic carpets or fucking Vimanas and shit. Like, so fucking their gods are aliens, just like everywhere else in the fucking world.
Well, and the same with like the Romans, they came in on like chariots and
right,
stuff
Zeus
like
and
that.
Shit. Yeah. Apollo lightning dragging bolts. The sun behind his chariot of fire every day.
Yeah.
I mean, I think aliens have been a part of history, you know, since the dawn of man. I mean, they've found cave carvings and, you know, all sorts of artwork.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've got, what are those called? Well, hieroglyphics or whatever. What are they called?
Yeah.
Hieroglyphics. They're drawing on the walls and shit and of helicopters and fucking flying
and
saucers.
Figurines.
Yeah. And little spacemen.
Yeah. So.
And could they have had a creative imagination? Maybe.
But then again.
But just like the government, we can't rule it out there.
But then again, you also have to compare it to the rest of what they got. And the rest of what they got is just what they saw. Now, they believe that these gods that occupied the skies, they were cutting heads off. You know, a lot of them worshiped the sun. Modern day religion's a mixture of kind of all the things. A little bit of sun worship, a little bit of alien worship, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, some mysticism.
Hey, you want to learn about religion, go watch the Zeitgeist.
No, I don't watch the fucking Zeitgeist.
Why not?
That's just the sun part. That's just Jesus.
They had a whole segment on religion.
Yeah.
I thought it made sense.
It does.
Maybe that movie doesn't have the credibility.
It made sense to me. He shilled out, and you can tell in the second one. That's the only problem I got. The first Zeitgeist is good.
Who doesn't shill out, bro?
Well,
the first one, the one they talk about like Illuminati and shit.
We ain't making a shill out money yet, dog.
Yeah, pay me, y'all. Yeah, shut up.
We ain't making a shill out money.
Anyways, but now just remember that next time you call somebody crazy for telling you they saw a UFO, motherfucker's been seeing UFOs for thousands of years. Anywho,
yeah, bitch.
Damn, so aggressive, Austin. Just came back and fucking going hard.
Yeah,
huh?
He's been on vacation, bro. Everything's been breaking.
Yeah.
He got fixed. Apparently, his refrigerator had a million dead squirrels in it or some shit.
Cat hair. We sucked it all out with a vacuum. Got it going.
Hell yeah. So, yeah. Go back on fucking UFO stories. I remember I've only seen one thing. I don't know if it's a UFO. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, fuck. You know,
unidentified UFO flying object.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. You caught me on that one. So I'm out hunting out Smithville. They have public land out there.
That's bullshit.
Probably like this is probably like
snooze fest
5-6 years ago. Bring it, come on, bring it. I know you're mad at me from last time. We're talking about
did they
touch
fuck you in the butt?
Maybe.
Did they scrub your colon clean?
Maybe they did. I liked it.
Okay.
So I'm out there, you know, in the woods, you know. Fucking
jerking off in a tree stand.
Jerking off in a tree stand. No, it's like 5 a.m, bro. I'm out there bow hunting in a tree stand. I think I just started hunting too. It was probably 5-6 years ago. And I'm sitting there. Now, granted, there's houses around, you know. You know, they're a lot further apart than the city. But I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I see a red orb floating, probably like, I don't know, 500 yards away, if not closer. and it's just sitting there floating. So I don't know what the fuck it was.
Stationary?
No, it was just floating around.
Moving?
Yeah, it was moving around. It wasn't moving in like in weird angles or anything like, you know, some of the videos I've seen, but it was just sitting out there floating. Now, maybe some asshole was out there at fucking 5 a.m. in pitch dark.
With a laser pointer?
With a laser pointer or a drone. But whatever it was, I don't know, it scared the shit out of me, you know. But
did you have a rifle on you or did you have your bow?
No, I had my pistol on me.
And you're deer hunting?
Yeah, I was bow hunting.
Bow hunting, okay, my bad.
Actually, I didn't have my pistol on me, but maybe I did. I don't know.
We don't necessarily own firearms.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, you could have used your scope. You're
trying to get us exposed, bro.
If the DNR's listening to me, I did not have my pistol on me.
Yeah, so don't ask us about our guns anymore, yeah. Austin. That we may or may not
I just
have.
Didn't know if you had a scope. I would have used that shit to look at it.
Nah, but dude, I was just...
Next
nah,
time, bring some binoculars.
But what the fuck am I going to look at it at when it's 5 a.m. and it's pitch dark?
I'll buy you some nogs.
But yeah, that was the only shit, only thing I ever seen and that I can remember. I have a poor memory, so.
But now there's Blue Book talks about interdimensional races too.
Oh fuck you! Just skip right over my story. That's cool, bro.
Well, I'm going off of it. It's bringing us into this next conversation.
All right, I'll let it slide.
So Gabriel got butt fucked in a tree stand by interdimensional aliens.
God damn! Why did you tell him? I told you not to air this.
No, but they're. This goes back to the all the above shit, is that not all the time people see a biological fourth density, which is what we're living in, like a fourth dimensional space because we have time. Time would be the fourth dimension. But I'm actually going to praise Neil deGrasse Tyson real quick because he had a really good – he's got a good video. I think
it's just deGrasse. Don't call him DeGrasse.
It can be whatever he wants.
Don't fuck
DeGrasse. I don't care enough about the fool to even say his name right.
It is
I thought it DeGrasse. Was, I thought it I'm was gonna call him Neil. Grass.
I'm going to call him Neil.
You're a fucking asshole, dude.
Call him Neil Jackson for all you give
hey,
a fuck.
Hey, Neil, I like you, dog. You're cool.
Anyways, he's got a good video explaining dimensions. And like if a third dimensional being stepped into a two-dimensional realm...
Like
all you would see would be the outline of his foot,
like Mario 2D,
right? So you would only see the area where his foot is. You wouldn't actually see his foot because you don't have height. You just have length and width. So it just looked like a shadow, but then you have the whole human standing there, but the people on the two-dimensional plane can't even perceive the rest of the human. They just see the outline of his foot. Does that make sense?
I'm trying to think of a comparison.
So,
but
like my phone, they would just see, like, imagine if you were the shadow. It would just be a wall. It'd just be dark right there.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know. You wouldn't even be able to tell
that it stops.
That it went up above. But now think about that. We can perceive that third dimension, that third axis.
Yeah.
Along with time, if you include time, a lot of people, when people are talking about it's either third or fourth dimension that we live in, it just depends on if they're counting time or not. But like we covered in quantum and hermeticism, time's relative. So that's arguable.
What I was going to ask. Is time even fucking real?
I don't think so. No. But then again, you're also talking about a guy who believes that we're living in a MacBook and the world's run by aliens. So.
Take it for what it is.
Take it for what it is. Prove me wrong. But you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now
they
can't
perceive it.
Now, if you can imagine.
Well, just like right now, there could be, you know, how we have an older house. There could be something here on a different dimension.
Right.
But we can't fucking perceive them.
Right. Now, if a fifth dimensional being. If it was interacting here, we wouldn't be able to perceive a part of it, a huge part.
Yeah.
So how many times are we interacting with maybe something of a higher dimension and we don't even know about it? And that doesn't include, I think science recognizes up to 12 dimensions. So if a 12th density being was here right now, would we even know about it unless it was light? Because that's what they think on the highest dimensions. It's just pure energy, kind of like the fart cloud in Rick and Morty. The one that sings the Morty.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I was getting at with that.
I lost. So Justin mentioned that the highest dimension, what were you calling them?
12th density.
Densities.
Yeah.
You were saying another word. The highest is light or something of that nature.
Maybe. We don't really know for sure because the way dimensions go is like we're talking about higher dimensional shit right now from 5 on up to 12. I think it's an infinite.
Yeah, it just keeps going.
Yeah, just keeps going both ways, down and up from where we're at. But you can perceive things below your dimension, but you can't perceive anything above it entirely.
Yeah.
It's just like if we were on 2 and somebody stepped into a third dimensional being stepped into our reality, we would only see the outline of his foot.
Yeah.
We wouldn't see the rest of the being. We wouldn't even see his toes. It would just be an outline on the ground. So now if you think about us being three-dimensional, and if a 12th dimensional being, it would probably just be pure energy, I mean, theoretically. But just to recap.
Yeah. So I've heard that we are like light beings, and whatever that means, but do you think our souls are on the highest density?
Yes, it depends on where, like how you want to go about that conversation and what context.
Well, I mean, I've always kind of thought that just from like dabbling in this shit, my theory is that all of our souls are connected somehow on the same plane and we're just kind of experiencing shit differently. But right. I think we're like ultimately the same being on a different density.
We're a spiritual being having a physical experience, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the general consensus.
Okay. that was just kind of my question.
David had mentioned in one episode about our body losing a certain amount of weight when we died, like at the exact moment of death. Now, does energy have a weight? Because if we're all made up of the same thing and like we're just an expression of our higher self, but our higher self is ultimately existence itself, that means that we're just vessels for a certain type of consciousness to express itself within the all.
I mean, it's a possibility. We don't have a unit of measurement, I doubt.
Right. There's no way to really perceive. And I had gone into this on another episode. It's like science really isn't going about in the way to really fully explain this kind of shit. Pretty sure as Tesla said, as soon as science starts investigating non-physical phenomena, we'll learn more in 10 years than we have this entire time.
That poor bastard.
Yeah. And guess who ended up going in and worked for the FBI and confiscated all of Tesla's work after he died?
Trump's uncle.
Yeah. Trump's fucking uncle. Isn't that weird? Plus with the book.
And shit went missing.
Yeah.
And he was like,
weird how they're all connected.
Nothing's here.
Yeah. It's a big club and we ain't in it.
Yeah.
Not yet. Until we chill out, bro. Oh, fuck. But now I do believe that we are at our core as light beings. But not all of us. And not all beings throughout the universe, they're as individual as we are. That's why when you hear people like Emery Smith talking about it, there are factions within the Draconians, according to him,
that aren't bad,
that are going against
mm-hmm.
themselves as a race. So it's just like you have the government and then you have revolutionary groups within the populace.
Do you think that's why the reptilians are so obsessed with us? Because we are light beings and they're not? and they know if they trap us, they can keep us here and
in
not
the cycle
allow,
of incarnation
and not allow our energy or whatever it is to progress in the
right. Yeah, I get cycle. What you're saying. Did you haven't listened to any of our episodes? I actually talked about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you have to listen. You have to listen to your own fucking show, Austin. But what was I going to say? They do it in one aspect. Now, going back to the many face die allegory, right? That's just one thing that they're doing. Mm-hmm. Is they're keeping us in this the karmic cycle. That's another reason why benevolent alien races don't want to fuck with us, because then our karmas are intertwined at that point.
Yeah, and they
have a certain responsibility for us through universal law.
And that kind of like would like lump them in the same.
Then they would be forced to help us.
Yeah.
Because then they would ultimately be helping themselves. Now, in another way. Fuck, I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, if you're a benevolent being, can you like at least fuck up one of the reptilians?
Dude, just make an example out of this bitch, like, bro.
Show us something.
The big white one with the eye.
And the wings and shit. Fuck that dude up.
Yeah, dude, fuck that guy up. He's supposedly the head honcho Draconian. I don't even remember what
Gabe's smiling like we're fucking bullshitting.
What the fuck? The big white one?
Pintar, I think is what his name is.
Yeah, it's like the... Doesn't it mean like the penis?
Yeah, like it's something like it's that. Because it's a... Now, when you hear... A lot of people hear this shit from like ancient aliens, and at the core of what ancient aliens is saying is true. It's just they do a lot of shit for the gram. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they got that guy with the fucking spiky.
They
got
to get views. You know, we get it. Not all of it's true, but now
half truths.
What were we talking about?
Pintar.
Apparently, he's the king.
Yeah, he's
Draco.
Head honcho.
He's the head dick. He's giant. He's like, what, 15 feet tall, got wings. This is where Jupiter Ascending. We had talked about Jupiter Ascending and the lizard that crushes through Mila Kunis's house and takes her mom and shit. That's actually supposed to be a representation, the truest one to the reptilian race, is those reptilians in Jupiter Ascending.
Hollywood showing us again.
Exactly. They're dropping bombs. Austin, the new Thanos movie.
Yeah.
Austin sent us a fucking the trailer for the new Thanos movie. And guess where these motherfuckers are from? Saturn's moon, Titan.
Titan. Yep. Saturn always finds its fucking way.
Dude,
in this
always,
shit.
Bro.
And everything. We were just talking about Ready Player One a couple episodes ago. And
yeah, bro.
Same shit.
Talking about Ready Player One. He's meeting the god of their virtual universe, and the entire time there's a giant mural of Saturn behind him. Now, if there wasn't some deeper meaning to Saturn, why does it show up in everything? Music, movies, everything. My children's toys. Why are there owls on all the children's toys? Well, what does owls got to do with Saturn? Well, because Moloch,
the owl god.
Moloch is represented by Saturn. It governs Saturn's what a god. Moloch is the god of child sacrifice, of banking, of all this other crazy shit.
That's why that big building that's like a big bank is looks like an owl.
Right. And that's why there's the running bull in front of Wall Street. Because the bull is another representation of Moloch.
Yeah, but they're going to say bull market, bear market. They're going to be like,
yeah,
oh, it doesn't.
Hey, suck these bulls. Wow. Okay, we were talking about fucking aliens. I had something good there. Go ahead. Gabe, bring something up. I know you got something cooking in that brain of yours.
Not really. Just that big one was with the Pentagon and the whole releasing of. I mean, if that doesn't get you wondering now that, you know, the possibility of there being something out there, I don't know what does. I mean, you know, your boys in suits and ties are over here saying that, you know, they are not finding evidence, but there is a possibility, you know. I mean,
can't rule it out.
Can't rule it out. You know, I mean, from the New York Times to USA Today, I mean, they're all talking about it right now. So,
and apparently to you guys, those are credible sources, right?
I'm using them because this is what every other fucking sheep's going to tell. Oh, well, you know, that's, you know, if I go to YouTube or some other fucking website, they're going to be like, well, that's not a credible source. Yeah, well, you know, that's not an expert.
Tell me one fucking time the government has told you the truth.
Yeah, well, apparently we should leave it up to the experts.
You know? The expert. Hey, can we have him on the show so I could roast him for a few hours? I need
to. It's sad because he's actually a cool guy in person.
I'm sure he is, but
he sits there on a fucking computer with a thesaurus and a dictionary trying to, you know, seem like he's
what's a
fucking
really smart word for you're a jackass.
He doesn't talk like that in person. Well, I love you, dog.
Yeah, no hard feelings. We're not going to say any names.
Jesus Christ, man.
Come on, bro. You come on.
I don't know. I don't know where that trust comes from when it comes, you know, to these people, as if, you know, scientists and all of them can't be bought, you know, like they haven't been bought in history.
You're seriously going to act like,
or that I can't speak on it because I haven't obtained a paper from a university that's fucking funded by these fucking corporations that we talk about.
Well, you know? This is the thing.
These
is
corrupt
that
organizations.
Most people only know what they know because it was part of the curriculum, like doctors and shit. So they're reading out of a state. They were reading out of an approved book, and that's all they know.
But this is why we also have doctors having these debates. Because of they were taught differently in wherever they got their education from.
Right.
You know?
Doctors are arguing with doctors saying that you're full of shit. The official narrative is full of shit.
But if it doesn't meet the narrative of the current, you know, whoever's in office.
They're not even going to get airtime.
No. Yeah. Nobody. We're going to fucking debunk. Yeah. We're going to shut
discredit.
Them up. Discredit. Yeah. Discredit. Yeah.
And we're going to send them into the ground. Homeopathic doctors.
Yeah.
The perfect fucking example.
I feel like people only listen to whoever has the most followers on Facebook, whatever figure that, you know, is a scientist or this expert in whatever field they're in. If they have a huge following, they're credible. If they have a huge following.
Our only point is Fauci's been exposed. And if you refuse to go through his emails,
well, I'm glad you brought this up. I'm glad you brought because I'm going to play devil's advocate again on
this. Okay, let's do it.
I haven't read all of his emails. I've seen a couple of them, here and there. The only thing that I can say on the Fauci thing, you know, is I understand their side of it when they said, well, you know, the emails were from at the beginning of last year, okay? And he was just going off of the information they were getting at the time, you know, because they're still conducting studies on, you know, COVID and all that shit. I get it. You know, he was trying to go with whatever they had. He was trying to come up with some type of information on what he felt, whatever studies they seen, to give out to the people. So, yeah, it's going to go back and forth on, you know, further along in time that they start, you know.
Yeah.
Getting more information than they can, you know.
As time goes on, we learn more.
Yeah. But,
or more just gets out.
But to think
or
that.
Or they figure out how to twist it. To
think that he's not in it for some type of benefit or financial gain, you're out of your fucking mind, you know. And this goes back to the point, too. And it doesn't even matter if he's fucking right.
Yeah.
He can be right all he wants. That's great. Even if he is right, it's giving a choice. A choice to the people, displaying information for the people to see, and then for them to do it whatever they what as they like.
Well, the CDC officially changed all of the death counts. It's revised, so it's drastically lower than it was.
I don't know. I looked at it not too long ago, and it still says 595,000 deaths right now. So
last I knew that they were revising all that. Because
who knows, man?
Now,
who knows?
They're not,
you know, when we're gonna
people?
Know 20 years from now when they do a documentary on this shit.
Virologists are saying that the Wuhan two things, both about Wuhan, the climate isn't conducive for the spreading of a virus like that. It's more of like a warm, humid, tropical climate.
Yeah.
Two, the Game Changer email, which was found in like the 3,000 or whatever emails that got leaked from Fauci's email.
Yeah, that's another thing. Good luck going through all those fucking emails when you're working a 9-to-5.
There's an email in there from an investor he invests in the Wuhan virology, Wuhan Institute of Virology or whatever it is. So he's investing. He's obviously an investor for the institute in Wuhan where this virus, the conspiracy theories have been saying that the virus came out of. Three people died from the coronavirus. The first three people who died worked at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Yeah, I've seen that. And the investor, one of these emails was him personally thanking Fauci for discrediting the lab leak theory on TV. So that's fucking fishy in itself.
Bro, everything about this is fishy. Dude,
it's just... nothing adds up, and you're going to sit here and tell us that we don't have the right to say this shit because we aren't experts.
Yeah.
The experts aren't even getting it right. Well, yeah, we're the assholes for some reason.
Just get fucking vaccinated. That's all they can say right now, which is, hey, I'm not saying this vaccine is bad.
Which one of you was it?
Because I don't think any of us know. We won't know until what? Years down the road?
Did you or a loved one get the Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson vaccine? You may be entitled to compensation, yeah. You gullible cocksucker.
And maybe it won't. Maybe it won't. Great.
Or maybe eight. But you know what? We know people who have been negatively affected by one of these.
But not even that. Dr. Fauci said himself that as long as 70% of the population is vaccinated, we'll receive herd immunity. So leave the other 30% alone.
But yet, if you even mentioned herd immunity a year ago, you would have been fucking stoned to death in the streets.
Supposedly, from what he says, that you get herd immunity with the vaccine. Because the vaccine, apparently, it's been studied to decrease spread and to help with symptoms to the individual who has the vaccine. But what I was reading, they said that study was done on a medical official or medical personnel, like, you know, doctors, nurses.
So in an extremely controlled environment.
Yeah, it has not been studied on a general population, on a larger population. So, right. And don't fucking ask me where the...
Dude, we're not fucking doctors. Google in your pocket. Tell you? We're retards.
Look it up on your fucking phone. Go look for it. I'm not your fucking teacher. Go look for it.
Here's another thing is that... which one of us, it may have been David, we have a group chat that's just for the show, so it's only us in this group chat, and so we're always sharing, and that's how we communicate all at once. God bless technology on that aspect.
Yeah,
but now
Mark Zuckerberg,
it was you, Gabe, the podcast with all those fucking dorks on it sucking Fauci's dick.
What fucking
we love you, Fauci.
Yeah,
Fauci, we love you.
We want to debunk the conspiracies.
I love your fuzzy fairy testicles.
And literally, all he whenever they asked him the conspiracies, he was just like, "No," and just laughed.
They're like, "Okay, Fauci." Okay. Yeah.
Side note:
fucking bunch of beta. Fucking
you fucking
males.
Dorks getting. I got vax tattoos. What the fuck is wrong with you?
The cattle branding themselves.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, man, go for it. You have the freedom to do it. I think it's dumb. Don't make me do it, but go for it.
Hey, whenever I'm a God Emperor of the world, I know who you are. So,
yeah. Hey, but this kind of goes on to what you were talking about before, common law, you know, that something that is just, it's there. You don't need to write it down. It's just, it's what's good, you know? If all of this shit is good, why are they having to enforce it on people?
Because this is...
their thing is, there's a lot of dumb people out there that are just resistant to...
Yeah, well, good ideas don't require force either.
Yeah.
So if it's a majority good, it doesn't have to be... it's going to be common knowledge.
Yeah.
It's just like religion, you know? It's kind of like the same... in the same realm when it comes to this kind of logic is because, okay, well, the way I look at it is if your God, whoever it may be, if your God was the one true God, wouldn't we all fucking know it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But instead we have 3,000 different gods. So that, you know, just basic reduction will get you the answer that you need to get to the core of whatever you're trying to figure out. Everything else is just kind of minutia.
To me, dude, I'm a number guy, and I don't want to see anybody die. And, you know, my heart and respect goes out to people who have passed away to this COVID and everything. And yeah, my thing is that I mean, dude, everything's about risk, right? Life's about risk. I have a certain percentage of risk that I could walk out and get into a car accident or get hit on my bike or, you know, all this shit. And, you know, when you take the death rate of COVID in the United States to the population, it's under 0.5%, man. Yeah. And, you know, it's still sad. It's still bad. And I totally get it. But
then people would be like,
what are we arguing about?
People would be like, well, you're not figuring that up right because you have to do it based off of the infected population. Okay. Well,
okay.
The infected population is still only like what? 20%. So if you're talking about 0.5% of 20%, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, how many people have been infected? It's not helping.
I don't think we'll ever know.
Yeah, because they'd be like, oh, well, you could be infected and never know it. You could be asymptomatic. They're even telling you even after the vaccines. How do we get...
Hold on.
This must
be about aliens,
yeah,
yo.
Yeah, I know, Doug. Hey, this P3 does. It's like we get sidetracked.
It kind of relates.
Because the lizards are pulling the strings on the vaccine, bro. But now,
what are they doing to our DNA?
I just want to say this. Okay, first of all, in that podcast, Fauci even admitted that it's altering the genetics of the cells.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, but then when they asked him for the conspiracy debunking, he said no.
Exactly. That's doublespeak. Okay,
so what is it we always say? Half-truths.
Half-truths, baby. But then he could go, yeah, the vaccine changes the genetics changes your genetics so the cells actively produce these antibodies. But then, oh, well, it's not affecting your genetics, but you just said that.
Now, that podcast was from last year, I think it was mid-year.
Well,
September.
I mean, now to bring this back to Roswell and aliens, it's the same thing. Because initially, the truth always comes out in the early stages.
Well, because didn't they say that it was a weather balloon that crashed?
No, it was they had papers that were saying a UFO had crashed.
Yeah, but they said it was
flying
a weather
saucers
balloon.
And shit.
Yeah.
And then later, like the next day, they were like, balloons. Oh, no, it was a weather balloon. Yep. So it's only after the people in power or the military gets involved and says, hey.
Check your shit, dog.
It wasn't a UFO, motherfucker.
Yeah. they got some men in black guys at your door.
Hey, it was a fucking weather balloon. Yeah, okay. I mean, it was shaped like a disc, but, you know, yeah, weather balloon, sure.
Yeah. And there was, they said they did recover a body?
Two, I think.
Yeah, I actually listened to an interview this past week of a guy who worked, I can't remember his name. I have the worst memory for somebody who...
Yeah, well, that's going to happen when you're diving into this as a hobby, not as a...
Right.
Can't expect us to fucking know everything.
He worked at a funeral home and got a call from the Navy basically asking them what the smallest size casket that they offer and how would you preserve something for transport that had been sitting out in the desert sun. So he's doing all this. He's driving, picks up a pilot whose plane went down. Like it was a thing, right? So he drove the pilot. The pilot was all right for the most part, but drove him to the hospital, all this other shit, got threatened when he was asking a bunch of higher up guys in the, you know, Navy or whatever that were there at the hospital because they're pilots there. And he was asking them questions about the plane crash because he saw the plane down and everything. And they were basically telling him, you didn't see shit, not knowing that this is the guy who they've been calling, getting advice on how to preserve dead bodies in a smaller casket than what they offer. And now they're telling him to shut the fuck up. His dad knew the sheriff where they lived, and apparently these guys had went and talked to the sheriff to try to get information on the family and all this other crazy shit. He knew the girl, one of the nurses that worked at the hospital, and she disappeared. The other nurses, he was getting letters and shit and he thought she was somewhere else, like over in Japan or some shit. And the other doctors and nurses, whenever he went back to the hospital, after all this, it's fucking weird. But basically, all the other nurses and doctors said that she died in a plane crash with some other nurses, because it's like a VA hospital or whatever. And they're saying she's dead. He's getting letters from her from Japan or some shit saying that they stationed her over there, which she'd only been at this hospital, for a short time. And yeah, bunch of fishy shit.
There's always fishy shit going on.
Yeah. But back to what we were saying is that the truth always comes out in the early stages of this kind of shit, whether it be UFOs, plandemics, or anything else, terrorist attacks, all that shit, because they don't have time to catch the shit as it's coming out. It's easier just to retract statements than it is to try to silence everybody from the very get-go. You can always do your threats and editing afterwards.
What do you guys know about Barney and Betty Hill?
Nah, that was like one of the earliest cases of alien abduction in the United States, right?
Yep.
What year was that?
It was in 1961. It was out in New Hampshire. But
that's like one of the most famous ones.
Yeah, it is. It's one of the first, but I was reading a little bit on them, and I know they're a pretty big story. And I remember listening to Joe Rogan interview Angela Hill. She's a UFC fighter. At the end of the interview, after they got done talking with her, when they're off the mic, she goes, "Oh yeah, and I'm related to Barney and Betty Hill." He goes, "What? And you didn't think to bring this up?" But hopefully she's back on and she can actually talk about that. I don't know how much she knows about it, but I mean, they played a pretty big part in the whole UFO phenomenon and everything. And they had a bunch of stories and movies and shows written on them. But apparently, they weren't. This is what it says right here. And we're an American couple who claimed they were abducted by extraterrestrials in a rural portion of the state of New Hampshire from September 19th to September 20th, 1961. It was the first widely publicized report of an alien abduction in the United States. So that's pretty pretty crazy. Wild, yeah. It says the incident came to be called the Hill abduction and the Zeta Reticuli incident.
Reticuli.
God, I'm so
now the Zeta Reticuli star cluster is where the gray species.
Well, this is what they say, because the star map shown to Betty Hill could possibly be the Zeta Reticuli system, according to some researchers. Their story was adapted into the best-selling book, The Interrupted Journey, blah, blah. But they did say that most of Betty Hill's notes, tapes, and other items were placed in a permanent collection at the University of New Hampshire. Her alma mater, what the fuck is that?
Alma mater,
what is that? I don't know what the fuck that is.
I think it's where they graduated a university, isn't it?
It's maybe something like that.
In July 2011, the New Hampshire Division of Historic...
Way to go.
Drop my drink. It said the New Hampshire Division of Historical Resources marked the site of alleged craft's first approach with the historical marker. So, yeah, it's pretty pretty crazy, man. Pretty crazy.
What was it that we were talking about before the show? The lumberjacks.
The logging crew that...
I looked that dude up. What was his name?
So this guy gets abducted in front of his entire logging team and shows up a few days later, just walks into the bar after they're all talking about him still being missing or some
Travis
shit.
Travis Walton
goes... It's crazy. You'll have to go online and check it out. There's documentaries and all kinds of shit about it. There's a movie now.
Yeah, they said back in November 5th, 1975, while he was working in the Apache Sitgravis National Forest near Snowflake, Arizona, Walton was missing for 5 days and 6 hours. After days of searching with scent dogs and helicopters, Walton says he reappeared by the side of the road near Heber, Arizona. The Walton case received mainstream publicity and remains of the best known alien abduction stories.
Dude, that's fucking crazy. And there was his whole logging crew witnessed this.
Yeah. Yeah. They all got freaked out. And I think he said, I don't know, some of them went a little crazy, like off the grid or some
like
shit.
Like it really fucked them up.
Yeah.
Which, understandable.
Yeah, I think they all saw some like, it was like burning light.
Yeah, he was with 6 coworkers.
Oh.
They encountered a saucer-shaped object hovering around the ground, approximately 110 feet away.
Now, what did we start off talking about? Serpo. Project Serpo. Sorry, I just hit the table. Project Serpo is what Close Encounters of the Fourth Kind was based on.
Is that the one with the girl?
Yeah.
Or no, is that
the there's girls
kind?
In all movies. fuck off, bro. It's one of them, but where the scientists, they exchange, the scientists go with them. That's all comes from Project Serpo, too, by the way. So, whenever that movie came out.
What?
No, I'm going to make sure you're all right. You're getting a little sleepy over there. It's getting kind of late.
Shut the fuck up.
It's almost my bedtime.
What about Project Serpo?
Dude, what do you think, man? I've already kind of dusted on it.
I don't know. Is there any other projects that involve? I guess Blue Beam.
Well, see, Blue Beam and Blue Book are two different things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Blue Beam is the
hologram.
The holograms,
which they say is
that's what they're going to be doing the fake alien invasion. That's how come it keeps coming up.
Who said watch out for that? There was somebody famous, I think, that said watch out for that. That's how they're going to try to create that new world order.
Reagan, right?
Something. I don't remember. It
may have been Reagan.
Maybe. But, yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah, otherworldly events would be something to unite us type speech. I think that was Reagan. Maybe not. I don't know. Oh,
well, there was a couple presidents back in the day that were talking about that shit.
From a couple episodes
Even fucking Kennedy was saying shit like that with secret societies and all that shit.
I just want to make a correction to our quantum episode real quick while I'm thinking about it.
I said like the 60s or 70s
when Einstein's theory of quantum entanglement and all this. No, it was in like 1900, 1905 to 1915, about that time frame. I said like the 60s or 70s, like a fucking retard. So there you go. I'm sure I got a lot of
How'd
other
that
wrong,
feel? Justin, get that off your chest now. You
feel
better
much
now?
Better. People are going to be cursing at us. You're a dumbass. Well, 2 episodes later, I fixed it. So there you go.
You'll be all right, though. So what do you think, Austin?
Austin.
What are you thinking over there, dog?
Had any weird experiences? You were in the Navy.
You were out there on the water. Seen anything out there on the water when you're in that ship full of men?
Honestly.
Seamen.
Surrounded by seamen. All I saw out there was pitch black. Really? When you're up there at nighttime, I didn't see no weird shit. But it was always cool to see the moon out. And you probably did see
some weird shit, just not out there on the water, right? More up on the ship. Some weird shit that went on in there?
No. I kind of stuck to myself. I didn't dig my nose into nothing. I just did my own shit, worked out.
I feel you, dog. I feel you.
But I do know if any Navy vets in here, they can vouch. Don't fucking go in the showers without shower shoes, motherfuckers.
Or Planet Fitness.
Any type of
public shower.
But no, I've never had any weird alien experiences. What do they call that shit? Sleep paralysis experience. But we can talk about that on a different cast.
Yeah, we can talk about that. I want to do an episode on like demonology and stuff.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, the occult.
But
interesting.
As far as aliens go, I know there's another well-known story about this guy. He was a geologist and it was somewhere in New Mexico. I think they call it the Dulce Base. And he was sent there to go down in this like big hole to like research some whatever the fuck those rock guys do. Look at rocks, whatever. Fuck off. And there was a special forces unit with him. And allegedly they got into a firefight with these fucking aliens that were deep underground. And dude said he got hit with some like energy beam and he lost his like, I think he lost like three fingers, and he's got like a big scar on his chest. And it was just an interesting story. And I believe he wound up dead.
Like they all do?
Yeah. So
that's pretty wild.
Crazy. Now, there's another race called the Pleiadians that have been outlined. And there's multiple races within the Pleiades.
Mm-hmm.
Some good, some bad, some indifferent.
Wasn't your boy Pleiadian?
What?
Don't you have a...
Bashar?
Bashar. He was
Pleiadian? No, he's what they call... What he calls an Esasani.
Oh, okay.
And I actually learned about... He talked about the Arcturians. And that's when I first heard about it. But the Arcturians are in Blue Book. They're in the Blue Book documents. So the government knows about them. And according to Bashar, which Bashar is this Esasani being that is being channeled through this guy named Daryl Anka. And even he tells you that this is where we learned, you know, it's not about the messenger, it's about the message. And even he will tell you that it doesn't matter if you believe I am who I say I am, which it's, if you just listen to him and you're going to be like, damn, it's going to be hard to fake a lot of this shit of, you know, what he's talking about and how he's talking about it. But according to Bashar, the Arcturians are going to be the first alien race that touches down. Like, they're going to be the guys, the good aliens that they kind of desensitize us to them. And then that's when everybody else is going to start coming in, because there's 13 alien races that are benevolent races that are going to be showing up one after another. This goes into like Guardians of the Galaxy, because like the planet where John C. Reilly is the fucking commander or whatever in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Talking about dude's dad?
No.
The one that raised him?
No. On the planet.
I haven't seen that movie
anyway,
in a while.
Anyways, where they killed, what's his face, with the hammer. And the purple stone, you know, dance off.
Ronan? They killed Ronan?
The planet they killed Ronan on. Anyways, how it's just like a mix mash, just all sorts of different races co-inhabiting the same planet. And that's kind of how the whole universe is, except for us, because we're, to them, we're still like in an infantile stage of civilization. Eventually, that's Hollywood getting you ready for a multi-species civilization. So this goes back to the ex-Israeli space commander talking about the Galactic Federation and all this other shit, because that kind of shit is actually fucking going on. The people at the top know that they can abuse us and extort us and kind of milk us for everything we got right now, but eventually they're not going to be able to get away with it.
So is there a fucking Alpha Draconian at that table? Because he needs his ass whooped.
What table?
The Galactic Federation.
No, because the Galactic Federation is all the benevolent alien races. So they're trying to keep some sort of order. But the reason why we keep getting what we get is because we're actually giving them permission to do it in a way.
Via TV?
Or just silence is consent. And us not saying anything and them steadily pushing out all this profound information underneath our noses, and people don't even know that it's out there. Well, hey, the information's all out there. It's not our fault you didn't put all the pieces together.
Yeah.
Well, they put it out there in a way.
Like, it's like plausible deniability.
They put it out there in a way where it's hard to believe.
And then if you find it, you're fucking crazy.
Right. But they've set all these systems up on purpose to try to suppress it as much as possible. But it's getting to the point, going back to the Hermeticism episode, the pendulum is swinging into our favor. It's just the tide of energy. It's coming and going. Giggity goo.
So, to kind of bring this all together, what is your guys' opinions on what's going to happen next? I know it's kind of hard to just give what you guys think. What do you guys see for coming in the future with aliens and
all long this. Term or short term?
Just what do you think is going to happen next? I mean, we never would have thought the Pentagon would at least acknowledge there's UFOs.
In like a year, 5 years?
You know, and they're already doing that.
I think within the next few years, they're going to be openly talking about it on public television. There's going to be some time where it's government officials are going to start talking about it. It's going to start being more into the public conversation, getting into the collective consciousness. It's going to be out there. And then that's when we're going to see actual phenomena picking up. And then who knows, 5, 10, 15, 20, 100 years, maybe that's when we're going to see the Arcturians mothership land. And then the lizards are going to...
Independence Day type shit?
Well, no, because they're the good guys. They're the first wave of the good guys that's going to be showing up.
How do we know they're good guys? Allegedly.
Are they the Marines?
How do we know they're good guys?
That's a good point.
Well... The government admits that they're good guys. And every other person I've heard talk about them says that they're the good guys. That's pretty much all I got.
Yeah. So we're up for the possibility that they're not. Could be.
Well, that's why we may or may not have firearms, too.
Why?
I'll shoot a lane in the face, bro.
None of us have firearms.
I got these guys, bro.
But nah, that's just kind of what, like, my opinion, what I see next is I really believe that Project Bluebeam, you know, it just kind of makes sense, you know, create a crisis. You know, I don't think they're actually going to reveal themselves at all.
Well, then you have to extrapolate and kind of play out that scenario in your head is, okay, if... The government started using Blue Beam and projecting a fake alien invasion into our sky.
That's what I think because
what would that do to the general person's perspective when it comes to aliens? So if
they say it's true, everyone's going to believe it.
But it's not the good guys running the show, though.
Right. But see what the bad guys would do is turn us off to the possibility of wanting benevolent extraterrestrial intervention. And then it's going to postpone the whole thing.
That's what we're going to fight.
It's
going to
push the timelines back.
I'm going to be right behind you.
We're going to fake fight them. Like they're going to be the bad guys coming and we're going to be like, "Oh shit."
And our military is going to be like, "Don't worry, we got you."
Yeah.
We got you.
And then we're going to be like, "We saved the day." And then we're going to be like, "Oh, thank you Biden for saving us."
No, like Will Smith, we need you now.
I get what you're saying.
But it's going to turn us off, and therefore, according to Bashar, for example, they are reading our collective energy. They see us as like energy. They don't see us as, you know, like monkeys or anything, but they see our energy waves. So then that would push back the timelines for them, essentially, in layman's terms.
But inevitably.
Because we're going to be more hostile to that concept at that point.
It'll happen inevitably.
Inevitably, yes. Because at the end of the day, we're still riding universal law.
Here's my question.
What's up, girl?
This is my final note. Do you think that these fucks can alter our DNA to a point to where these benevolent beings are like, man, these guys are so... twisted right now. They're like, they're not even like biological anymore.
This is what I wanted to say earlier. God bless you.
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for, girl.
Now, no. To answer your question, simply no. Because we're still, like we talked about earlier, we're still like the light. We're still light beings.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason why they genetically manipulate us is it's not really a manipulation for the most part. It's more of like a stunting from manipulation. So they could kill off parts of our DNA, but it's really not going to take hold. Are you getting where I'm going with that?
I guess, but I don't see
it. Like they can try, but it's really not going
to
work.
It sounds good to me.
It's really not going to work. So essentially the reason why they are doing all these genetic experiments, not only on us, but with cattle. That's where a lot of these cattle mutilation shit comes up, et cetera, et cetera. is because they're trying to perfect the Greys, their kind of cyborg, biological, organic cyborgs, programmable to do their slave work for them. But they also are trying to integrate us into them.
And we're fucking shit up. So they could
be better slaves. So they're trying to create the perfect slave, kind of like what the Sumerians say the Anunnaki did with us.
Yeah.
So they're just trying to mimic that, because this goes into the whole Archon conversation. You've heard David Icke talk about the Archons, right?
Yeah.
They don't have that. They don't have our creativeness.
No.
That's what they're trying to mimic. They're trying to integrate that into them because they don't have it. And then they never will. They just can't accept it because they're fucking losers.
And that's why they're fucking obsessed with
us. Bunch of scaly fucking nerds.
Yeah.
Bro, Kong versus Godzilla.
What was in that movie? There was a lot of weird shit. Well,
the subterranean shit. Yeah.
Hollow Earth was in that shit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. My fucking pee-pee was real hard.
Yeah. I was kind of scared for Kong when he went in that tunnel. See, I was like, damn, he's going to get ripped up, bro.
Dude, Kong and Godzilla, that's kind of like a metaphor in itself.
Ape versus apex lizard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck.
But it's also the male and feminine kind of phallic. Now, this goes back to Pintar. We were talking about Pintar. You asked if it is head dick.
Yeah.
Well, the phallic symbol.
Dickhead? Is that where we get dickhead from?
Dickhead.
Yeah, fucking. I'm going to go punch a fucking lizard right in the face. Where's bitch? A snake? I'll punch a lizard in the face.
Hey, you keep talking like this on the mic. These are going to show up at your front door.
I'll do that.
Men in Black,
you
bro.
Know what? I'd
Men
be the black, first dog. One to shit no on myself.
Eyebrows. Drinking salt water, dog.
I was just playing.
It's been 45 minutes as he had blinked once. I don't have any more salt. Anyways, shit. But
now we have AR lowers.
What was I even talking about?
Fucking dickhead.
Female, feminine. Now,
the phallic symbol is the masculine, is a symbol for the masculine energy. So like the obelisks, why they call them like a phallic symbol is supposed to represent like a dick.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be a representation of the male energy.
Yeah, that's about big mind.
Is that why we're
that girthy?
Is that why we're unbalanced? Like,
yes.
Because the male is so fucking prominent right now. And that's why we're not like progressing on the spiritual level, because the feminine energy is not.
Listen to this. It's not that it's imbalanced. Right,
I'm a fucking retard.
Hey, listen. I'm glad that you at least, are open. Well, he to didn't being
say
wrong.
It, so I had to say it.
No, you're not
retarded.
You're not fucking retarded.
All right.
But anybody who says we're wrong is retarded.
All right.
Now, it's not that it's imbalanced. It's that the wavelengths are too far apart. The balance is being pushed farther and further apart.
Purposely.
If you go purposefully. So if you're thinking about it as a hertz, a positive and negative wave, the longer the wavelengths, the lower the frequency.
I get what you're saying.
The tighter the wavelengths, the higher the frequency. And this goes back to lower density tends to be evil. Higher density tends to be good.
I get you.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So they're making the energy bad. And it's the physical representation is us always arguing all the time. But that same concept permeates all the dimensions. Because this goes back to quantum physics.
Yeah.
All the particles are all the same in all dimensions, in all timelines, everywhere. Because we're all the same one particle. The one is the all and the all is the one.
Well, fellas.
I probably forgot something. We'll talk about it next week when we're listening to it. I'm like, shit, I probably should have said this, or I need to correct that. Or,
well, hey, it was a good start. So I guess in the end, we can take it as better get ready.
And, you know, this is just the first of many alien episodes. Like I said, I'm a slut for aliens, so I can talk about aliens all day.
I didn't even brush up on my knowledge on this shit.
Yeah, so if we come prepared, it'll probably be a pretty long episode.
Yeah.
So we'll have to work out the deets on that, but
hey, man, this train is going to be rolling, dog. It's not like this is going to be the only time we talk about this shit. You know, we plan on, going hard and, You know, at some point we'll bring this up again.
Yeah. And reminder, thank you to everybody who's already liked and subscribed to our social media, who's listened to it already. I don't know our Spotify details. I'm just an admin for a Facebook page. Up there. So.
Hey, and to all you fuckers that are viewing our page and not liking our
57
shit.
57 of you, yeah, you assholes. Fuck you. Just like the page. That's all we need.
Fucking like it. Yeah, we probably lost you after this episode. But, you know, give us a chance.
You know what? You're probably a fucking lizard.
Give us a chance. What else are you going to be doing?
Lizard shit.
What else are you going to be doing out there in the
world? Your Pintor's handmade.
Or your fucking NPCs. You're not even real.
Dude, shit. That's a whole Matrix conversation in the workshop.
Getting to the Matrix. All right, this is kind of off topic, but is Saturn creating the fucking Matrix?
Okay, now this is the thing.
You done started a whole nother podcast,
bro.
Though.
Okay,
I thought we were trying to get aim for 5 hours.
You know what? You know what? I wish. I'm glad Austin's on the same page as me about episode length. Gabriel, you fucking asshole!
Hey, we could be here all night. Let's do it.
You know what?
Justin,
next
just
week,
call in. Tell fucking what's his name. You're not coming in. No, I'm just kidding.
We ought to do an episode on
Neo.
We'll call it the Matrix, but we're going to be talking about our simulated reality.
Yeah.
That'll probably be our next episode. That'll be good. You have the most Asian eyes I've ever seen on a Mexican, bro.
That's fucked up. Fucking racist.
Hey, what is this thing going on with blue eyes and shit?
Hey, that's true, dog.
I've seen people posting about it. I have no idea.
Yeah, I posted that shit too, dude. Fucking blue eyes, dog. Everyone's always like, why you got sunglasses on, Gabriel? Motherfucker, I got blue eyes, dude. I have no pigmentation in my eyes, all right? So the sun is a lot brighter than you fucking brown-eyed fucks.
Hey, I have like really
dominant genes,
dark blue.
Alpha genes.
Oh, shit.
Alpha genes.
So if you see me with my sunglasses on at night, mind yo. Mind yo.
Kong.
All my blue-eyed people out there, y'all, and girls. Understand.
All right, guys. You know.
Appreciate you.
Again, this was just episode one of many about fucking aliens, bro. We still got a whole list of government-acknowledged aliens that we got to go over.
Yeah, and we got other segments we're thinking about, too. So
it's not just Project Serpo and Project Blue Book. There's Majestic 12. There's all sorts of government projects that talk about aliens and their investigations and what they found. So we could go on for days about aliens.
Make sure you guys email us, PM us on Facebook, DM us on Instagram.
Yeah, feel free to shoot us a message on Facebook.
Hit us up. Any topics, ideas.
Yeah, let us know what you want us to talk about, learn about.
Let us know if your significant others are driving you up the wall. You need some help. Let us know. We got some fucking,
and, you know,
we got some fucking advice. And we got Justin, the reincarnation of Black Phillip over there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Today, Junior. He's like, fuck. Why did you? He's like, why did you put me on the spot?
That's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure.
Nah, but hit us up, man. Anything we're down to talk about. You know, that's what this podcast ain't only just conspiracies and fucking government shit. We'll talk about anything. We'll
start sending us questions on our social media, and we'll start addressing it on the show.
Gabe's got you covered on that.
Send Justin dick pics.
Fitness advice too.
They'll rate you.
Let him.
I love it.
Give us some fitness questions. Gabe knows it all.
Oh, you got to send it to my OnlyFans, bro.
Wow. I do not know. I think you're the workout guy, so.
Yeah. I mean, I can answer some questions. I fucked my collarbone up, so.
Oh, yeah. He's down for the count. Oh, yeah,
Justin is Austin's brain baby.
What?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Muscle baby.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, bro. So, no. Yeah. That's pretty much it, guys. I think that's all we got. All
right. That's it for this week.
Yep. Have a good one.
Yeah.
All right, this was P3.
Yeah, P3, y'all.
Triple P.
We're out.